Let us begin then our advanced biblical Hebrew class today on page 114 as we continue studying the book of Jonah. We're in the section on chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 2. Let's begin as we tend to do on page 115, looking at the new vocabulary. There's a word that we have seen throughout the first book called gnaw. What did gnaw mean?
Please.
Here we have a new word, anah. Anah means we beg you. So it's a step beyond please. It's begging, pleading. And you've heard the Marty Goetz song, Anah Adonai. Anah Adonai means we beg you, O Lord. Next we have Novra.
Novra.
Novra. Oh, that's a Dalit. I'm sorry. Let me get a little closer. Novda. We will perish. They have here, let us perish, because of the way it's going to be used, but it means we will perish. Novda. Then Naki.
Naki.
Naki is innocent, the opposite of guilty. And then we have Chafatzta.
Chafatzta.
You pleased. Vaiti Luhu.
Vaiti Luhu.
And they cast him. Who do you suppose him's going to be?
Jonah.
Jonah, yeah. Left hand side. Mizapo.
Mizapo.
What's odd about the word Mizapo? Normally a peg in the middle of a word is soft, but here it's not. It means from its raging. Vayizbechu.
Vayizbechu.
And they sacrificed. Oddly enough, then, Zavach.
Zavach.
Is sacrifice. See how it comes from the verb, and they sacrificed. Then we have Vayidru.
Vayidru.
And they vowed. I wish they'd write these words a little bigger. And then we have Nedarim.
Nedarim.
Nedarim are vows. What's a vow?
Something you say you're going to do.
Yeah, it's a solemn promise, something that you solemnly promise to do. Verb analysis, Vayikra'u.
Vayikra'u.
And what? They will call. But it gets reversed down to, and they called. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's reversing Bob. And they called. Vayomru.
Vayomru.
Again, a reversing Bob. And they said. Right?
Yes.
Novda.
Novda.
Is cohortative. That's why they say, let us perish. That's what cohortative is. But it's, we are going to perish. Titain.
Titain.
You will give, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chafatzta.
Chafatzta.
Say that five times fast. You were pleased, or you pleased. You delighted. Asita.
Asita.
You made. Vayis'u.
Vayis'u.
And they carried, or lifted. But what about the noon? The root is nasa. What happened to the noon? Exactly. Any verb that begins with a noun is a drop letter in the imperfect. Then we have Vaitiluhu.
Vaitiluhu.
Some of these are funny sounding. What is that who at the end?
Him.
Him, right. And they cast him. Or hurled him. I have a feeling he's going into the sea. Vayamod. And he stood. Vayir'u. Notice the two yods. That's how you know it's fear instead of saw. So it's reversing vav, and they feared. Next one. Vayizbachu. And they sacrificed. Vayidaru. And they vowed. Notice the verb for vow is nadar. Again, beginning with the noon, it's a drop letter in the imperfect. Grammatical notes, 114. Ana, we beg you, is a variant of ana, which is a composite of ah, meaning ah or alas, and the participle na, which means please. So ana precedes an urgent request or command. So it's a little stronger than please. Grammatical note for 115, Ahmad stand can also mean stand still or stop. Well, that makes sense. If you're standing, you're not walking. And in verse 16, it says, this verse contains three cognate accusatives. It says, for an explanation of the term, see 1 Kings 3:28 on page 103. In other words, we told you already, we don't want to repeat it. So to make the English sound natural, do not let the verb and direct object repeat. In place of they feared great fears, write they greatly feared. It's kind of like what? Kind of like an infinitive of emphasis. For they sacrificed a sacrifice. Try they sacrificed or they offered a sacrifice. I prefer to say, well, let's just do it. As it's literally done. So let's start on page 114 with the Hebrew, which says, Vayichra'u.
El.
Adonai. Vayomru.
Ana.
Adonai.
All.
Na.
Novda.
Benefish. Ha'ish. Hazeh. Va'al. Titain. Aleinu. Dam. Naki. Ki. Ata. Adonai. Ka'asher. Chafatzta. Asita. What does that mean?
And they called to the Lord. And they said. We beg you, Lord. Do not let us perish, please.
Candy. With the soul of this man, meaning on account of the life of this man. Nefesh can be soul or life, right?
And do not give upon us innocent blood. Because you, Lord.
Daniel?
Because you, Lord. As you pleased.
You did. As you pleased. So what are they trying to tell us here?
Like, this is all you're doing, Lord.
Right. This is your will. This is your doing. We're going to do it because we have to. Please don't hold us responsible for the life of this man. Good. Verse 15, Hebrew. Vayisu.
Vayisu.
Et.
Et.
Yonah.
Yonah.
Vaitiluhu.
Vaitiluhu.
El. Hayam. Vayamod.
Vayamod.
Hayam.
Hayam.
Mizapo.
Mizapo.
Candy.
And they lifted Jonah.
And they lifted Jonah. How do you know it's not Jonah doing the lifting?
Because it's plural.
Because it's plural, that's right. So, and they lifted Jonah.
It.
Mm-hmm. And the et indicates that Jonah's the direct object. Very good.
And they cast him.
And they cast him, Daniel, where?
To the sea.
To the sea.
And the sea stood.
And the sea stood.
From its raging.
From its raging. 16, Hebrew. Vayir'u.
Vayir'u.
Ha'anashim.
Ha'anashim.
Yira.
Yira.
Gedolah.
Gedolah.
Et.
Et.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Vayizbachu.
Vayizbachu.
Zavach.
Zavach.
Ladonai.
Ladonai.
Vayidru.
Vayidru.
Nedarim.
Nedarim.
Okay, somebody start.
And the men feared greatly.
Mm-hmm. Or
greatly feared the Lord.
Okay. Daniel?
And they sacrificed a sacrifice.
I like it better that way. Mm-hmm. It's been more clear to me.
Yeah, to the Lord.
Yeah.
And they vowed vows.
Mm-hmm. So what does that tell us in verse 16?
They got saved.
They got saved, exactly. They were pagans. They're not acting as pagans anymore. They're sacrificing to the Lord and making vows to the Lord. That is, they intend to change their ways. So page 116 and 117, as we continue the book of Jonah into chapter 2, we'll look at page 117 for the new vocabulary. Vaiman.
Vaiman.
He appointed. Dog.
Dog.
What is dog in Hebrew?
Fish.
Fish.
Caleb is dog.
That's right. Uh-huh. And then we have leave loa.
Leave loa.
To swallow. Then we have bime.
Bime.
In the belly of. Hmm. That tells you it's what? It's a word pair form. Then we have Vayit Paleil.
Vayit Paleil.
And he prayed. What kind of verb was Vayit Paleil? Do you remember?
It's a heat pa'el.
It's a heat pa'el. That's the verb form. Connie here is saying, I can't wait to learn that verb form. I don't know that one yet, but you will. And then last we have Mima'e.
Mima'e.
From the belly up. So Bimei was in the belly of, Mimae from the belly of. Verb analysis. Vaiman.
Vaiman.
And he appointed. Leave loah.
Leave loah.
Is an infinitive to swallow. Vaihi.
Vaihi.
And it was. Or, very idiomatically, not literally, once upon a time. Lastly, we have Vayit Paleil.
Vayit Paleil.
Which is the heat pa'el form of the root palal, which means pray. So, and he prayed. Grammatical notes. What happens next? Jonah does not stay in the fish. Well, it'd be a short story otherwise. He offers his prayer to God. At the end of chapter 2, the text reports, and the Lord spoke to the fish, and it spewed Jonah out onto dry land. In chapters 3 and 4, Jonah travels to Nineveh. The Ninevite king repents, as does the entire nation from oldest to youngest and richest to poorest. The Lord decides to spare Nineveh, and Jonah and the Lord have a conversation about salvation and mercy. It says Jonah is a late biblical composition, which means it's written later in the evolution of the Hebrew language than, say, Genesis. So it says evidence for this is in the late Hebrew and Aramaic words. It gives some evidence of when it was written. Back to page 116, the Hebrew. Vaiman.
Vaiman.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Dog.
Dog.
Gadol.
Gadol.
Leave Loa.
Leave Loa.
Et.
Et.
Yonah.
Yonah.
By he.
By he.
Yonah.
Yonah.
Bimei.
Bimei.
Hadog.
Hadog.
Shlosha.
Shlosha.
Yamim.
Yamim.
Ushlosha.
Ushlosha.
Leilot. English, please.
And the Lord appointed a big fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was
right
in the belly of the fish.
Don't forget to let Candy do some.
But she's not talking.
So. Okay, so you finish. We'll let her do the next sentence. 3 days.
And 3 nights.
Hebrew. Vayit paleo.
Vayit paleo.
Yonah.
Yonah.
El.
El.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Elohav.
Elohav.
Mima'e.
Mima'e.
Hadagah.
Hadagah.
Now that's interesting. Help me with that, Candy.
And Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish.
Yes, but before it was Dog Gadol. Why is it now Hadagah?
I don't know.
Did it all of a sudden become a female?
I think it was a female fish, and just before, dog was just generic, and now they're getting more specific.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Turn the page. Let's begin Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. This is a great, great chapter. And it's the same as Isaiah chapter 2, so if we can read one, we can read the other. Start at 119, new vocabulary. Ba'acharit.
Ba'acharit.
In the end of, not latter. In the end of days. And then we have Migavaot.
Migavaot.
What's Migavaot? Above the hills. I thought we learned har is hill or mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. We did, but there's more than one word for hill. Next word, v'naharu.
V'naharu.
That's neat. What is the word for river?
Nahar.
Nahar. This is the verb, v'naharu, and they will stream. In other words, they're going to go like water going down a river. That's a very good picture. Vayorenu.
Vayorenu.
So that, it's not really so that, is it? It's just and he will teach us. Ba'or chotav.
Ba'or chotav.
Another neat word. In his pants. What do you see in the middle of that word?
I see or.
Or. And what's or? Or is light.
Light.
His path is light. That's cool. Mitzion.
Mitzion.
from Zion. Zion, prophetic Jerusalem. Actually, the word Zion is wherever God is physically located. So when the tabernacle was in the city of David is referred to as Zion. When the Ark of the Covenant moves up into the temple on the Temple Mount, then Jerusalem becomes called Zion. Verb analysis. V'haya. Reversing Vav. And it will be or he will be. Yiyah. Same thing, but without the reversing Vav. He will be or it will be. Somebody just joined us. Nachon.
Nachon
is the participle form of established. When you have a verb like that, that has a vav as the middle root letter, what do we call that?
It's an active participle, isn't it?
Well, forget the conjugation. Just look at the root. When you have a vav as the middle root letter, what do we call that? A hollow verb. And in the imperfect, that vav, instead of dropping out, becomes a vowel, as it has here, nachon. So establishing. Next one, v'nisa.
V'nisa.
Participle and raising. Establishing was the one before, raising this one. V'naharu.
V'naharu.
And they streamed. Is that right? I'm waiting for somebody to go, no, it's a reversing vav, so and they will stream. What does that mean, and they will stream?
It's just going to happen.
It's going to happen. They're going to come up to the Temple Mount where the Lord is, like water rushing down a rapidly flowing river. It's a beautiful picture. V'halchu.
V'halchu.
And they will go. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Ve'amru.
Ve'amru.
It's reversing vav perfect, which gives it an imperfect meaning, and they will say. Lachu.
Lachu.
That's a command form, plural. Y'all go. Y'all go. Ve'na'aleh.
Ve'na'aleh.
What is that?
And we will go up.
And we will go up. That's really interesting. Because from that verb comes the word for a burnt offering, that is a one that is consumed totally by God, brought up to God. That's cool. Ve'yorenu.
Ve'yorenu.
What's the enu at the end?
Us.
And he will teach us. I like that. Ve'ne'ocha.
Ve'ne'ocha.
Cohortative. May we go. And Tetzay.
Tetzay.
What does Tetzay?
You will go out, go forth.
Or she. Remember, Tav is you or she.
Yeah.
Yep. Grammatical notes, 4-1. Ba'acharit hayamim is a prophetic idiom in the end of days. Referring to the end of days or the final period of history as far as the author's perspective reaches, it means to the day of the Lord, to the messianic or millennial kingdom. It says, thus the meaning of Ba'acharit HaYamim will change from one text to another. Meaning, depending upon who the author is and what they're writing about. And then, of course, being written by non-believers, they say in Micah, the term probably describes an ideal future in which Israel is restored after its destruction by the Assyrians and Persians. You and I know it's talking about the millennial kingdom. And even in the Tanakh, end of days here is capitalized. They recognize what it is. And grammatical note for 4.2 says, recall that cohortatives occur in the first person singular and plural, meaning the I or we. Okay, page 118, let's read it. The Haya.
The Haya.
Ba'acharit.
Ba'acharit.
Hayamim.
Hayamim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Har.
Har.
Bait.
Bait.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Nachon.
Nachon.
Barosh.
Barosh.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Vanisa.
Vanisa.
Who?
Who?
Migavoat. Migavoat.
Migavoat.
I was just thinking that now this tells us why they used a different word, but later. V'naharu.
V'naharu.
Alav.
Alav.
Amim.
Amim.
Okay, Daniel, translate it and then explain it to me.
Okay. And it will be in the end of days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established on the top of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do the rest? Or
Candy, go ahead. Candy, go ahead.
And it will be raised above the hills. And people will strain to it.
Yes. Now explain this to me.
It's the Messianic kingdom, and the end of days is going to be above all the kingdoms of the earth.
Right. So why did they use a different word for above the hills? Why didn't they just use a form of har? Because they're trying to distinguish between the large kingdoms of the earth and the small kingdoms. And if they use...
Har means mountain, like a bigger mountain, doesn't it?
It can also mean hill. But in order to distinguish the large kingdoms from the small kingdoms, they used a different word. If they both been har, we wouldn't have understood that it meant all kingdoms, large and small. And Candy, at the end, you said, Amim, people. Tell me the significance of it being plural, Amim.
It's talking about all nations.
Yes, it's talking about many different people groups. Right, it's not just the Jewish people, it's all people. Good, I like it. Verse 2, Vahachu.
Vahachu.
Goyim.
Goyim.
Rabim.
Rabim.
Va'amru.
Va'amru.
Lachu. Vana'aleh.
Vana'aleh.
El.
El.
Har.
Har.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Va'el.
Va'el.
Beit.
Beit.
Elohei.
Elohei.
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
Va'yorenu.
Va'yorenu.
Midrachav.
Midrachav.
Vanelcha.
Vanelcha.
Ba'orchotav.
Ba'orchotav.
Ki.
Ki.
Mitzion.
Mitzion.
Teitze.
Teitze.
Torah.
Torah.
Udvar.
Adonai.
Mirushalam.
Mirushalam.
What does that mean?
many nations will go and say, will say, go, and we will go up to the mountain of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Candy?
And he will teach us from his ways, and we will go in his paths, because from Zion will go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, why was it Elohe Yaakov?
Well, the word God is plural, Elohim, so that's the word pair plural for Elohim.
That's correct. So it's indicating God being triune in nature, not a trinity. Page 120 and 121. New vocabulary. Vahochiach.
Vahochiach.
Vahochiach and arbitrate. What's it mean to arbitrate?
Judge.
Judge, uh-huh. Atsumim.
Atsumim.
Mighty. Ad Rachok.
Ad Rachok.
Far away. Vachitatu.
Vachitatu.
They shall beat. Okay. La'itim.
La'itim.
Two plowshares. Left hand side. V'chani totehem.
V'chani totehem.
And their spears. Lamaz re'ot.
Lamaz me'rot.
Me'rot, huh? Lamaz me'rot. Into pruning hooks. Okay. Yilmadun.
Yilmadun.
That's a strange word. They shall learn. What is the root of they shall learn?
Lamad.
Lamad, from which we get the word Talmud. We get the word Talmudim. Uh-huh. Gafno.
Gafno.
Gafno, his grapevine. Where do we hear that a derivation of that word every week? Pre-Hagafen, huh? Gafen is vine, meaning the grapevine. Then we have Ta'unato.
Ta'enato.
Ta'enato. Boy, I didn't say that one very well, did I? His fig tree. Underneath the vocabulary, Macharid.
Macharid.
Terrify him. I need to get me a magnifying glass. Verb analysis. The Shaphat.
The Shaphat.
And he will judge. We know that word. Notice the next word, though. Vahochiach.
Vahochiach.
Also mean judge, but it's a different kind of judge. It's judges in reprove. What does it mean to reprove someone?
To correct them.
Right. So this is not just a judgment as in, let me hear the case and make a decision. It's, let me tell you why you're wrong. And beneath that, we have Vachitatu.
Vachitatu.
Uh-huh. And they will beat or crush. He's talking about beating spears into plowshares, and by beating at them, mean crushing them down and reusing the metal. Yisu.
Yisu.
They will lift or carry. Yilmadun. They will learn. People ask me, will we just know everything automatically, just get beamed into our heads? What does this say?
Nope,
they will learn. They will study. Then we have Vayashvu. And they will sit, settle, dwell, or reside, all those kind of things. Finally, Macharid. Participle, terrifying. Grammatical note, 4-3. Yilmadun has an extra noon at the end, which we all go, well, duh, we saw that. The expected form is Yilmadu. This additional letter is called the paragogic noon. There'll be a test on that later, so circle paragogic noon. It can appear at the end of several types of verbs, but it occurs most often at the end of third person masculine plural imperfects. It says the paragogic noun should not affect your translation, which means what? Ignore it.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
So what's its purpose?
When it said don't worry about it, what they really mean is they have no idea. Page 120, verse 3, the Shaphat.
The Shaphat.
Bane.
Bane.
Amim.
Amim.
Rabim.
Rabim.
Vahochiach.
Vahochiach.
Legoyim.
Legoyim.
Atsumim.
Atsumim.
Ad Rachok.
V'chitatu.
Harvotehem.
Harvotehem.
Yeah, something like that. Le'itim.
Le'itim.
V'chanitotehem.
V'chanitotehem.
Lamazmerot.
Lamazmerot.
Lo.
Lo.
Yisu.
Yisu.
Goy.
Goy.
El.
El.
Goy.
Goy.
Cherev.
Cherev.
Velo.
Velo.
Yilmadun.
Yilmadun.
Ode. Milchama.
Milchama.
Now this one means so much more in Hebrew. So let's explore that. Daniel, translate the first half.
All right. And he will judge among many people.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean? Just that part right there.
That means... everybody's going to face some kind of judgment.
Yeah. Okay, good enough. Go ahead.
And he will reprove to mighty nations.
Ad Rachok.
Far away.
Okay, now that's the part that interests me more. What does this mean?
That's not that is not just the Jewish people who are going to get judged.
Uh-huh.
It's like all people.
Yep, but this is like, more than just judging. What is this?
Like it's rebuking them for not following the commandments. It's kind of like, I feel like that's us.
Okay.
You know, like.
Yep. Remember, these are the nations that came against Jerusalem in Zechariah 14 to obliterate them. So when he reproves them, he's rebuking their use of weapons of war against him and his people. And then finish this second line here.
And they will beat their swords to plowshares.
Yes. So why are they doing this? Are they just coming together and sitting down on fire and say, you know what? I don't think we need swords anymore. Let's make something out of them.
No, it's because the Lord's rebuked them.
It's because the Lord's rebuked them for making war, and they're saying, okay, then there's not going to be war anymore, and therefore we don't need the swords, and we can make plowshares out of them. Good. Carry on, Candy. Next line.
And their spears to pruning hooks. Nation will not lift a sword to nation.
Right. What does that mean? A nation will not lift a sword to a nation.
No more war, no more fighting.
Right. No more war, no more fighting, no more sneak attacks. Finish the sentence.
And they will not learn again war.
Right. They will not learn again war. Good. Number four, Hebrew. Vayashvu.
Vayashvu.
Ish.
Ish.
Tachat.
Tachat.
Gafno.
Gafno.
Vatachat.
Vatachat.
Te'enato.
Te'enato.
Va'ain.
Va'ain.
Macharid.
Macharid.
What is that?
And they will sit a man under his grapevine.
Candy?
And under his fig tree, and none is terrifying.
Right. That's exactly right. So that's where they get the phrase, and no one will make him afraid. It literally says, and there is none terrifying. And what does the phrase under the vine and under the fig tree mean in idiomatic terms?
It means they're in there in the
kingdom. Exactly. It's a picture of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And that's why, because that's what the kingdom will be like. Turn a page, please. On page 123, there is no new vocabulary, which means you know all the words, but there is some verb analysis. Debar, he will speak. Somebody say no.
No, he spoke.
He spoke, exactly. But it's got those hard vowels, debar. Don't those normally indicate imperfect? They do if it's a pa'al verb, but this is a pa'al verb, right, which means strong emotion. That's why it's a perfect tense verb, even with the hard vowels, hirek and sere. So dibar is he spoke. Yelchu is from halak, which is a pa'al verb. So now that hard vowel, yelchu, does mean it's imperfect. And it means what? They will walk. What happened to the hay?
Dropped off.
Yep, drop letter imperfect. And Nelech?
Nelech.
We will go, or we will walk. Page 122. Let's do the Hebrew. Ki.
Ki.
Fi.
Fi.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Zavaot.
Zavaot.
Dibar.
Dibar.
Ki.
Ki.
Kol. Ha'amim.
Ha'amim.
Yelchu.
Yelchu.
Ish.
Ish.
Bashem.
Bashem.
Elohav.
Elohav.
Va'anachnu.
Va'anachnu.
Nelech.
Nelech.
Bashem.
Bashem.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Eloheinu. Le'olam
va'ed.
English, please.
The because the mouth of the Lord of hosts spoke.
Mm-hmm. I thought mouth was P.
It's following a vowel sound.
Correct. When the P follows a vowel sound, even though it's the first letter of a word, it still is soft and doesn't have the doggish. Okay, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. When you see Adonai Zavaot, what do you think?
It's going to be end time.
End time prophecy, right. Okay, carry on, Candy. Ki, kol, ha'amim.
Because all of the people will go, a man in the name of his God,
mm-hmm.
and we will go, in the name of the Lord our God, forever and ever.
And what in the world does that mean? Daniel, what do you think?
It kind of reminds me of Joshua when he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
That's exactly what he's trying to get across. Notice in the translation below, on the fourth line down, it says, and we will go in the name of the Lord. It's not go, is it?
It's walk.
It literally is walk. Why do I mention that? That's real picky. It means walk or go, but what do we call the way we walk, the way we follow the commandments? Halakha. So it's talking about the fact that we will choose to walk in his paths, in his ways, following his commandments, having turned away from our sins. I think that was pretty cool. Okay, now we enter the new section from the Ketuvim, which are the writings. And in the Ketuvim, the first section we're going to look at is from the Psalms. And they chose Psalm 23, verses 1 to 6. So let's look at page 127 at the New Vocabulary. We have Mizmor.
Mizmor.
Mizmor is the word that means psalm. What is the word for song?
Shir.
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 Yeah.
Like S-H-I-R in English, shir. So mizmor is more than just a song. There's more to it. Ro'i.
Ro'i.
Is not just a shepherd, but my shepherd. Echsar,
Echsar,
I will lack. Binot,
Binot,
in pastures. Desha,
Desha,
Desha is green. Accents on the deaf. Of course, if you have two segola in a row, accent the first unless what, Connie? Unless they put a shava under it, like in a met. Mm-hmm. Yarbitzeni.
Yarbitzeni.
He makes me lie down. I like the next word. Manuchot.
Manuchot.
Manuchot literally means pieces, but P-E-A-C-E. So they translate it as peaceful. Manucha is rest. Menucha is rest. So by peaceful, they mean very restful. Left-hand column. Yanahaleni.
Yanahaleni.
He leads me. Yeshovev.
Yeshovev.
He restores. Yancheni. He leads me. Notice it's a different verb, though. And next, Bama Galei Zedek.
Bama Galei Zedek.
And Zedek means righteous, right? So in righteous paths, or in paths of righteousness. Because Ma galei is a word pair form, plural. So in paths of righteousness is what it really says. Gam ki.
Gam ki.
literally means also that, but they translate it as even though. And then we have Begay.
Begay.
Is a valley. Begay. And Zalmavet.
Zalmavet.
Is deep darkness. We've seen that word before somewhere. Verb analysis. Ro'i.
Ro'i.
My shepherd. So it's a participle being used as a noun. We're familiar with that. My shepherd. Echsar.
Echsar.
I will lack. Yarbitzeni.
Yarbitzeni.
He will make me lie down. Yanahaleni.
Yanahaleni.
He will lead me. Yeshovev.
Yeshovev.
Is a poleo verb. We don't see very many forms of those. It's from the verb shavav, which is a hollow verb. Shav, the hollow verb, means to what? To return. In the poleo, it's to restore, or he will return me to that status in which I was, to restore me. Yancheni.
Yancheni.
He will guide me. Elech.
Elech.
I will walk or go, but I like the walk because it reminds me of halakha. In Ira. I will fear. And to fear the Lord is to obey the Lord. Grammatical note. Psalm 23 is a personal prayer of thanksgiving and faith, to which we should all go, amen. Grammatical note. 23:1. The Lamed in Lador is called the Lamed of authorship. In other words, it's the Lamed of possession. That's all it means. The Psalm of Asaph means Asaph is the one who wrote it. It's his psalm. The next note in 23:1 says, take care not to confuse ro'eh, which is shepherd, with re'eh, which is friend or neighbor. They look kind of similar, but they're not the same thing. The note for 23:2 says, desha signifies the type of greenness associated with springtime vegetation, meaning like green grass in the field, not just the color. 23:3, it says, Yeshovev is in the poleil. For a full explanation, go back and read page 25, but we remember what that is. And tzaddik, a word you know, is the adjective for righteous, a new word. Zedek is the noun for righteousness. It's not new. We know Zedek. They give us too little credit. So page 126. Hebrew. Mizmor.
Mizmor.
Le David.
Le David.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Ro'i.
Ro'i.
Lo.
Lo.
Echsar. English. This is so short. Daniel, take the sentence. We'll give Candy the next verse.
Okay. A psalm to David.
No.
Or of David.
A psalm of David, which tells us who is the author of this psalm?
David.
David. Yeah.
I was just translating it literally.
Yeah. We just have to be careful because we get into an argument on Psalm 110, which also begins the same way. And all of a sudden, the Jewish sages try and tell us, no, no, this was not a psalm written by David. This was a psalm written for David. The very same words that they've translated a psalm of David 42 times, they now want to translate otherwise. Okay, go ahead. A psalm of David. Go ahead.
The Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack.
Yep. Verse 2, Hebrew. Binot.
Binot.
Deshe.
Deshe.
Yarbitzani.
Yarbitzani.
All.
All.
May.
May.
Menuchot.
Menuchot.
Yanahaleni.
Yanahaleni.
Explain this one to me, Candy, after you translate.
In green pastures, he will make me lie down. Can I translate all as near, or?
It has that a connotation. It's literally all about, on. So near would be a good enough.
Will lead me.
Okay, now explain it to me. In relation to what Messiah did in the Gospels.
When he fed the people, he asked them to lie down on the grass.
Mm-hmm. Where? Was on the side of a mountain at the edge of the Sea of Galilee. So he was literally fulfilling verse 2. Okay, Hebrew, verse 3. Nafshi.
Nafshi.
Yeshovev.
Yeshovev.
Yancheni.
Yancheni.
B'magalei Zedek.
B'magalei Zedek.
Lama'an.
Lama'an.
Shemo. That is very powerful. Daniel, translate and explain.
Okay. my soul, he will restore.
Mm-hmm.
Or he restores.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, my soul, he restores?
Makes me think of salvation.
Exactly. Restores my soul to the situation it was before I stained it with sin. Keep going.
He leads me in the paths, or in paths of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of his name.
For the sake of his name. So not because we earned it or deserved it, but he does it for his own name's sake, because he promised. I like that. That speaks to me. Number 4, Hebrew, Gam.
Gam.
Ki.
Ki.
Eilech.
Eilech.
Begay.
Begay.
Zalmavet.
Zalmavet.
Lo.
Ira.
Ira.
Ra.
Ra. What does that mean?
Even though I will walk in a valley of deep darkness, I will not fear evil.
How is this translated in our Bibles?
The valley of the shadow of death.
The valley of the shadow of death. Do you see how that's not the same thing?
Yeah.
What does he mean in a valley of deep darkness? Darkness is an absence of light.
Yeah.
So even when we're wandering in an evil world where God's light is not manifest everywhere, what's it mean? I will not fear evil.
What can it do to me?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a nice promise?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're out of time, so we'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 128 as we continue the 23rd Psalm. Thank you for studying.